Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, March 16. In Squiz Kids today, quarantining travellers, but school's still in. Saigon the elephant gets a playmate. Our new world surf champ and the unicorn puppy dog. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
The Australian government took the extraordinary step yesterday of ordering all people arriving into the country to put themselves in quarantine for 2 weeks as attempts are made to contain the spread of the coronavirus here. It follows similar measures put in place in both New Zealand and the United States, where President Trump has shut the door to visitors from Europe, which has become the new epicentre of the outbreak. The moves came as France and Spain went into lockdown, ordering their citizens to remain indoors, closing cinemas, restaurants and cafes, and cancelling school. School's still in here in Australia, however, with PM Scott Morrison saying that it's important schools stay open for as long as possible. But it's a situation that's changing quickly. Meanwhile, handshaking is out and Namaste, the traditional greeting of India, is in. Do it with me now. Hands together, palms pushed against one another at chest height with a slight bow. And you're good to go. This is the story of Saigon, a 60-year-old female elephant who used to perform in a circus, ended up in a paddock in Victoria with only sheep and water buffalo for company, but has found a new home in Sydney Zoo and is about to get some elephant playmates of her very own. According to newspaper reports, the gentle giant has settled into her new enclosure at the zoo very happily. But because elephants are very social animals and crave the company of other elephants, two elephant friends are being flown in from a zoo in Dublin, Ireland, so that Saigon will have someone to play with. Imagine being on the plane next to them. Fun fact! Did you know an elephant is an example of a sort of animal known as a pachyderm? That also includes rhinos and hippos. And that pachyderm comes from the Greek language meaning thick skin. Yeah, alright. So maybe my idea of fun is different to yours.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Canada, the US, Scandinavia and Russia. It's kind of a whole northern hemisphere thing, where park rangers and scientists have started to notice bears coming out of hibernation earlier than usual. Hibernating is what bears do in winter, basically hiding away in a cave while it's cold and snowy outside and doing not much more than sleep. It's thought the unusually warm winter that the Northern Hemisphere has just had has brought the bears out early. And while that's cute, because they often have newborn cubs trailing beside them, they're super hungry. And if they can't find enough food in the wild, they start coming into towns and cities to find food to fill their tummies. And if a 10-foot-tall bear knocks on your door asking for a sandwich, well, what would you do?
Sport time!
Australia, we have a new world champion. Her name is Sam Bloom. She's a mum of three from Sydney's Northern Beaches, an all-round awesome surfer, and, following an accident in 2013, has been in a wheelchair for the past 7 years. Yesterday, she was crowned world champ at the World Para Surfing Championships in San Diego, California. Parasurfing, like the Paralympics, is for sports people who take to the surf with more than the usual set of challenges. Some of them are visually impaired, meaning they can't see as well as most of us. Others have only one arm or one leg, or, like Sam, are paraplegics, meaning neither of their legs work. You want to see real sporting heroes, kids? Check these people out. In her division, Sam beat contenders from France, Argentina and Russia to bring home the gold medal. And we salute her for her all-round awesomeness. Fun fact, Sam is having a movie made about her life and her family's relationship with a very special magpie, starring Aussie actress and Hollywood star Naomi Watts. There's a link in today's episode notes to Sam in action in the surf.
Pop Culture Corner.
Prepare yourselves for a cuteness overload, following news that Ray, the golden retriever puppy, has just become the internet's newest sensation. Known to her newly acquired 60,000 Instagram followers as the Unicorn Pup, Ray has only one ear that sits on top of her head, making her look ever so slightly like the magical creature. Why did her owners call her Ray? R-A-E? Because that's ear spelt backwards. She now joins Narwhal, the puppy with the tail in the middle of its forehead, as the cutest little pups on the web. And because it's a bit of a tough news day otherwise, there's a link in today's episode notes to both Ray and Narwhal to put a spring in your step.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Pachyderm, the scientific name for an elephant, comes from the Greek meaning what? That's right, thick skin. Question number two. What is it called when bears go into their caves to sleep through the winter? Yeah, it's hibernation. Question number three. What's the name of the puppy from America with an ear on the top of its head? You got it, it's Ray. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Cecilia from Cannon Hill, Indy from Bathurst, and Abigail from Sydney. Over the weekend, a bunch of Squiz kids celebrated birthdays too. Many happy returns to Stella from Sydney, Bella from Q East, Ewan from Gosford, Tomi from Warunga, Darcia and Matthew from Benora Point, Evie from Wellington Point, Tia from Girraween, Penelope from Bulimba, Cade from Double Bay, Evie from Sydney, Mitchell from Inverell, Anne from Trinity Beach, Claudia from Cooperoo, and Eamon from Canberra. And breathe. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up or you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.